Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From ESPN, Ian O'Connor with the Bull and the Fox. Ian, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not bad. I mean, obviously, it's a crazy time. I was actually just reading your column about your brother that you wrote. I think it was about a month ago. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was really, really heartbreaking to read that. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Well, thanks. I mean, the only benefit was I lucked into a ticket to the Masters last year, and I gave it to my brother, who is a little older than me. He was 57, and we got to see. Well, he had never been to a major golf tournament before, and he got to see the greatest Masters ever played, and to see the look on his face, particularly walking with Tiger on Sunday. And unfortunately, we lost him last month, but it's the last big trip we ever took together, and it turned out to be a pretty special one.
Real fast, just not to get to football yet, but I mean, they did announce to PGA today that the Masters will be played in November.
Right.
Is that crazy? And I'm curious your take, too, because you cover a lot of different sports, and you talk about a lot of different things on your show, and you write about things. I argue that Masters Sunday would be bigger than a regular season NFL game on CBS. What say you?
No question about it. No doubt. I know the NFL is a monster in this country, and I love it as much as the next guy, but I think that Masters Sunday is just in a class by itself. If you took every credential away from me but told me I could keep one, I would keep the Masters. So I've covered a lot of great sporting events in my life and over 30, 32 years, and last year's Masters I would put at number one. And it was that special an event. Sunday, obviously, the resurrection of Tiger and all of that. But what's interesting this year is you're going to have two Masters within 5 months. You'll have the November Masters and then turn right around in April, and you've got another one right behind it. So my concern is, well, as much as I'd love to see the PGA Championship played in early August in San Francisco, I find that one to be awfully optimistic for San Francisco and California to be ready in early August to host a major. I hope so. I really, really hope so. But I think that is pretty optimistic.
Yeah, Ian O'Connor with us at ESPN. They put the first tour event in Columbus in June. And, again, things have been pretty good in Ohio comparatively for us here. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, Ian, any schedule, it's nice to see a schedule because we've all been flying blind. But every schedule for anything at this point has got to be considered tentative, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does feel good, though, I have to admit, just to see some things on the schedule. I was just talking with my wife about that. It's just, I'm actually thinking of getting on a plane and going to the PGA or going. Well, I won't have to get on a plane to go to the U.S. Open if it's played in New York in September. I hope certainly it is, since I live 40 minutes from that golf course. But they're going to the Masters in November and going to see Tom Brady's first game in Tampa. Just to think about those things, I think, is a positive, and let's just hope we get to that point. I believe there will be football in the fall. I think anything short of that, though, or anything that would be scheduled before the fall, to me, is iffy. But after that, I got to believe this country will be on track at that point.
Ian O'Connor is our guest, of course, from ESPN. Wrote a great article here about Tom Brady and how he ended up in Tampa Bay. Let's start there. What do you think ultimately was the deciding factor for Tom?
Well, I think as I quoted an anonymous friend of Brady's in the piece saying he was Belichicked out, that doesn't mean that they had an incident or, and frankly, their relationship was better this year than it was in 2017. But I think after 20 years of being coached in a very unforgiving way, every single day in the off season, regular season, postseason, preseason, you name it, after 20 years, that could really wear on you, particularly in these final few years that Brady basically had to beg for contracts. And I just think you put those things together and the relationship in his eyes, and I believe maybe even in Belichick's eyes, had run its course. And he wanted a change. And I do know that he's looking to play football beyond age 45. I know everybody goes to that number 45, and he's talked about it too. But a few years ago, I had an hour-long phone conversation with Brady. We were talking about him playing at age 46, 47, maybe 48. But 48 might be pushing it, but I think he's got another 4 or 5 years in him of pretty good football. So it'll be fascinating to see him in a different jersey, in that uniform, in that environment, playing for the losingest franchise in all of North American sports. You put all the four major sports together, nobody has a worse winning percentage than Tampa Bay at 387. So it's kind of ironic that the greatest winner has picked the biggest loser to get married to the second time around here or to begin his second career, and we'll see how it plays out.
Ian O'Connor of ESPN with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ian, I love it. I've been someone who's rooted against Brady for most of his career, but that was more because, you know, jealousy and the Patriots always win and I didn't like Belichick. But I'll be rooting for him this year. I love this story. I love that some curmudgeons – which I've been at times, but some curmudgeons are not liking this because, oh, he's a Patriot. I love it, and I love the talent he's got in the passing game. I can't wait to see him play for the Bucs and be in those uniforms.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it'll be a really fun story to talk about and write about in the fall, again, assuming we have a season. And I think Brady looked at their roster and he said, you know, there's a lot of talent on this roster. They went 7-9 last year with their quarterback committing 35 turnovers.
Yeah.
So Brady's probably saying, I could have gone 11-5 with these guys. And I think that's what he's looking at this year. And they do. If you look at the roster, they have athletes on that roster on both sides of the ball. And he likes Bruce Arians. Now, listen, part of the reason I think this change appealed to him is that Bruce Arians is basically a stand-up comic compared to Belichick. And he's a guy who likes to have a beer and let's go play 9 holes of golf. And he never had that in a head coach. Even going back to college, Lloyd Carr at Michigan was really tough on Brady for 5 years. So I think he's looking forward to a different coaching style. That was part of this. The roster he liked, particularly offensively, and playing in some warm weather isn't going to hurt him as he gets into his mid-40s. And here's the one danger. He's going into a division where there is a team that he has never had to deal with in the AFC East. Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that combination, you're talking about a team every year that's winning 12, 13 games. He's never had to deal with that in the AFC East. And I remember asking that question after the playoff loss to Tennessee is, how hard is it going to be to walk away from the AFC East when you've dominated it for 20 years? And it's given you a clear path to a number one or a number two seed. And that's a problem now. He's going to have to find a way to scale that mountain in his division. And when you're starting out as a wild card, that just makes that road to the Super Bowl so much more difficult. And I do think that's a hurdle for him.
You mentioned Arians there. I'm curious, not just his demeanor as a guy you can have a beer with or play some golf with or whatever that may be, how much does his experience with, you know, championship-level quarterbacks come into play when it comes to Tom trusting Arians with his offense?
And I'm sure, and I don't know this for a fact, guys, but I'm sure he talked to Peyton Manning about Bruce Arians and maybe even Big Ben and got a sense of him as a quarterback whisperer, right, his book that he wrote with Lars Anderson. But I think that, you know, there's one thing here. Bill Belichick has 31 postseason victories to his name. As you guys know, one of those was in Cleveland. But Bruce Arians has one. And he did go 13-3 in Arizona. He won that one playoff game that year. That's it, though. He's only won one playoff game as a head coach. So this is a gamble. And not only is he gambling on his head coach, he's gambling on a GM who's been in Tampa Bay. Now, he's an old Patriot. Belichick really liked Jason Light when he was in his front office and a chief scout for him back in the day. But Jason Light has been the GM of the Tampa Bay Bucs for 96 games, and he's lost 62 of them. And he's made some bad decisions, but he's also made some good decisions. And without Mike Evans and Godwin on that roster, and without Arians as head coach, Tom Brady doesn't come. So you have to give Light credit for that. But Brady is putting a lot of eggs in a somewhat shaky basket here. And so, but he, the one thing I've always admired about Brady from afar is that he does not fear the consequences of failure. And so he proved that here, and we'll see how it goes. I think that so you're looking at a team that if he stays healthy and they stay healthy, I think it's a playoff team next year.
We're talking with Ian O'Connor of ESPN. He wrote a column about Tom Brady. We're talking about that. Also, Ian, today the NFL, Goodell announcing that, you know, all the drafting is going to be virtual. Nobody in rooms, no war rooms. Everybody's got to be separate. I'm still excited about the draft, which is now, 17 days away. What do you think? How do you think it's going to come together?
Well, I'm actually glad they're doing it. I know a lot of people were against it, and even against a lot of people were against NFL going forward with free agency. But, you know, I've talked to, and generally I would side on that side of the equation, just taking into account the human condition and is this really appropriate to be conducting business when there's a pandemic going on. But I really think in talking to more and more people that they really want it. And as long as you're not putting any people together and you can do it virtually with computers and phones and so forth, then I think it's actually a good thing. And that let people have some degree of normalcy. And, you know, as you guys know, sports is so important to the fabric of this country.
Yep.
And so if we can give sports fans something without putting anyone at physical risk, I say let's do it. So I'm glad the NFL is going ahead with it. I really am.
Tell me about Tom Brady moving into St. Jetersburg down in Tampa. Derek Jeter's old mansion, 30,000 square feet. Seems like that should be enough room for him, right?
It's kind of funny. You know, Derek Jeter, when he was drafted by the Yankees as a high school kid, and he had a scholarship to go to Michigan, Tom Brady's school.
Yeah.
And he was so overmatched his rookie year in Tampa. He was in a Tampa hotel room night after night crying himself to sleep. He was calling his parents, I should have taken that scholarship to Michigan. I'm wasting the Yankees' money. I stink. I can't get a hit. And that was in Tampa. And so here he is now. He's got St. Jetersburg in that area, and he's renting it to another Michigan guy, Tom Brady. And it's kind of funny. Jeter and Brady, very similar careers and athletes and the way they carry themselves. The difference is Jeter saw the value in being a one-uniform icon and staying a Yankee, and Brady changed his mind on that. I think in 2017 when Kraft stepped in and protected Brady and then Belichick traded Garoppolo, back then I think Brady was hell-bent on retiring a Patriot. He understood the value of being a one-uniform guy, but his mind changed in the last 3 years, and that's why Kraft didn't step in the second time around.
Ian, we appreciate the time. Keep up the great work, man. Stay safe. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.